Oh, the excitement from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when Charlie finds the golden ticket in a chocolate bar that'll get him a tour of Willy Wonka's factory. So what would today's golden ticket be? Maybe a trip inside Google's parent company Alphabet's secret innovation lab known as X. And Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, was recently granted rare access to write a cover story for The Atlantic. He joins us now from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hello, Jeremy.
So what exactly is X, first of all, and why is it so secretive?
X is the moonshot factory at Alphabet, the parent company of Google, as you said. And essentially, X works on the hardest problems of the future and tries to design companies that can answer them. A moonshot, as defined by X's leader, Astro Teller, is a really, really hard problem, number one, that has a technological solution, number two, and that technological solution has to be relatively feasible, number three. So they have looked into things like cold fusion and space elevators and hoverboards, but because they determined that those technologies were not yet feasible, they abandoned those projects. So when you put all those three ingredients together, you get a moonshot. And the reason that it's secretive is essentially that because they're working on projects that have a really, really long horizon, they've been around for 7-8 years, and some projects they've been working on for basically that entire time, they don't necessarily want to give up their secrets before the cake is baked, so to speak.
And is it just a windowless room with a bunch of people in it thinking about all these things? Or what does it look like?
Yeah, yes. It's an enormous white room. No. So it's funny. The building itself, it's in Palo Alto. It's on San Antonio Boulevard. It looks basically like a brick. It's a very boring exterior. You walk in, though, and as I described in the piece, it sort of looks like a museum exhibition of the future. There's a prototype of a self-driving car parked in the lobby. There are drones hanging from the rafters. And it's actually housed in a former mall. And you sort of get that feeling as you're walking through X that this place is clearly the size of an enormous sort of commercial space. There are rooms with 3D printing machines, and there are meeting rooms, and there are sort of other rooms that I wasn't allowed to go into. It looks a little bit like a factory crossed with a modern tech company.
And what about the people inside? Are these just Google employees or what?
Well, yes, they're Alphabet employees. So X is considered a company alongside Google. And it's a lot of nerds. It's a lot of geeks, essentially, who have decided to go to X because they don't necessarily want to work on incremental commercial innovation. What they want to work on are the hardest problems. So I had one person tell me that he had been working. He had come from Xerox PARC, another research lab in Palo Alto. And he had been working on a microwave that could tell the number of calories of anything that was in that microwave. And he decided to abandon the project, not because they thought they couldn't sell it, but because he read some research that said that people don't change their eating habits just because of the caloric content of what they're eating, being knowledgeable of the caloric content of what they're eating. So he said, look, if this new microwave isn't going to change the world, isn't going to change people's habits, then why should we make it? And so I think that sort of speaks to the fact that a lot of people have chosen to go to X because they want to work on problems that are going to make a difference. That doesn't make them angels. You know, there are problems with X. But I do think that it makes it an interesting sort of negative to the dominant narrative of Silicon Valley right now, which is that it only works on minuscule problems for rich millennials.
One of the problems with X is one of the things that has come out of X, which is Google Glass, which was kind of a flop.
Oh, it was a total flop. Glass was an absolute failure, and people at X acknowledged that. And I think their conclusion would be, we sold Glass as if it was a product, and it was not a product. It was a prototype. It was a science experiment, and we gave it a box and a logo and a marketing platform that made it look like it was the next iPhone, and that was a huge mistake. And X concluded, I think, that they had a really problematic gap, a research product gap. There are deep, deep geeks there who are scientific minds. But a company needs a lot more than geeks. It needs consumer research and marketing and salespeople and product managers. And so X projects now go through a more formal process that takes science experiments and turns them into products so that the next thing that comes out of X doesn't make the same mistake that Glass did.
What is the business purpose here for Google? Is this a way to find the next thing that will actually make money for Alphabet, the parent company, or what did you find?
The answer that someone at X would give, the answer that they gave me, is that they're trying to build the next Google. That Waymo, for example, which came out of X, is their self-driving car company, and Morgan Stanley valued it at $70 billion already. Project Wing is their drone division, and if drones become a huge part of the future of infrastructure, then that could be very important. Project Loon is their internet balloon company, and if they are successful at delivering internet to the 4 billion people around the world who don't have internet, that's a huge slice of an enormous economic pie. So what they would say is, we're building the next Google. Here's what I would say in addition to that. X is a really wonderful signal, both within Alphabet and externally, that Alphabet is still an idealistic company, that its founders, who have talked a lot about how the purpose of Google is to not be evil, to connect the world, to be an information platform for humankind, you know, fundamentally, what is Google? It's a marketing company. It's an advertising company. A lot of their work is just selling keywords to insurance companies. That's not necessarily inspiring to people, but maybe having X inside of Alphabet gives off this glow that both makes Googlers feel good about themselves and makes people outside of Google feel good about the work they're doing. So I think there's both an optimistic, idealistic, and cynical view that can simultaneously be true. I mean, I think that this question is a really big, good question, and it doesn't deserve a simple answer.
What did you see there that made you think, wow, this is going to be the next big thing?
That's a great question. So I do think that Google Brain, which came out of X, their AI project, could be enormous. We have no idea how important AI could be in the next 10 years, 20 years. This is a nascent technology. But the work that was done within X on AI could put them ahead of the curve. One really interesting new product that just came out, Malta, which is an energy startup that stores the warmth from renewable energy in molten salt, is one of these, like, on the one hand, like, totally kooky projects, like so much other X stuff, it could amount to nothing. But if we do find a way to store renewable energy at scale so that it can be pumped back out into the grid during downtimes with, wind and solar energy, that is a world-changing technology. So I think that a lot of projects at X have this sort of interesting balance between, on the one hand, they're made with an incredible amount of idealism. They're incredibly uncertain, but they have incredible upside. And it requires, frankly, a quasi-monopolistic company like Google with steady profits in order to fund research that is as important and uncertain as this.
You know, you remind me, I took a trip several years ago to Memphis and did a story about FedEx, which is based there, and was able to tour the FedEx facility there, which is enormous. And they fly in airplanes from all over the world every single night for a few hours, and they have all the packages come out and put onto this miles-long conveyor belt that, you know, then sorts it and sends all the packages to where they're going, and then the airplanes take off. And that's that. And I just couldn't believe being inside of this company's facility like that and seeing how well this works. It must have been quite amazing to just see inside of Google X.
It really was. I mean, one of my favorite projects, just as a journalist to write about, is Project Loon, which is their internet delivery balloon system. I was talking to the person who stitches together these balloons, which are not party balloons. These are plastic bags the size of a house, literally. Because no one has ever done this before, started an internet balloon company that flies in internet balloons 70,000 feet over the ground, the person who they hired to stitch these balloons was actually a fashion designer who had previously stitched high-end women's bags in New York. And having the conversation with her sort of spoke to me. It really resonated just like how original a lot of these projects are, that the only person in the world who could build the sort of balloons that they needed was someone who had previously stitched high-end fashion bags. I think it shows just how diverse the intelligences are that Google X has to draw from, or X has to draw from. And that was just utterly fascinating to me.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, and we'll link you to his cover story on Google X at our website, hereandnow.org. Derek, thanks as always.
Thank you.